You are listening to a production of Resurrection Anglican. You can also catch us on the web at www.resurrectionanglican.ca or on Facebook as Resurrection Anglican in Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada.
Well, I have to confess I've gone off-roading from the lectionary. It is the last sermon of 2018. And I gave some thought and prayer to this year coming up. And the phrase that keeps coming to me is out of the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come and your will be done." As Alvin and I were talking, Alvin reminded me that the Lord's Prayer is 57 words that have shaken heaven and earth in all of our history. We all have them. They come when you least expect them, and they stay around for far too long. We wish for their speedy exit in our life, but sometimes they saddle us for the rest of our lives. You slowly learn a new rhythm, or maybe a better way to say it is we find a new way of existing. They push us off course. They drag us into a new reality. They force us to take that dreaded second look in our lives that forces to ask the question of the soul, why do I do the things that I do? They are indiscriminate of gender, age, and time. They force our spiritual hands. They measure us. They weigh us. Sometimes we are found wanting, and other times they find us at rest. They'll find the cracks in our well-rehearsed defense. They'll find the chink in our armor. There is no doubt they will change us for better or worse, but that is our part to play with them. They affect the inner life, and they affect the outer shell that we call the body. I speak this morning of disruption. We've all had them. I think this morning I speak a tiny bit prophetically to us. Some of us this year coming will need to find the face of Jesus Christ in this year's journey. Another word for disruption is a rupture in our lives. They throw us into disorder. They interrupt the normal course of unity. God disrupted chaos by bringing light into the world. The enemy disrupts the light by throwing us back into chaos. It would be easy if we could say then, therefore, that all chaos is enemy sent. And we could pray our prayers of warfare, and we would be done. The simple fix. Oh, get behind me, Satan. However, good theology speaks of simplicity found on the far side of complexity. God uses disruption for his purposes in our lives. Though sometimes authored by the enemy, they are completed by the Father in our life. Another way, a word picture, if you will. God catches the arrow meant for destruction in our lives. And when he catches that arrow, he turns it into a pencil. And he scripts something brand new in our lives that you would have never known before unless it were for disruption. That is simplicity found on the far side of complexity. How does transformation happen in our lives? The Word became flesh, and he made his dwelling amongst us. A disruption of the natural order. Jesus, the Comforter, became the disruptor for a time. He disrupted the status quo. He preached the Sermon on the Mount and disrupted every hearer within earshot. He healed on the wrong days. With Epiphany almost upon us, God's revelation of his Son, he taught us how to pray. If you read Luke's Gospel in Luke 11, you discover that the disciples were obviously within earshot of Jesus praying because they come to him and they ask him, they say to him, "Please teach us how to pray like John's disciples." Was it his voice? Was it his familiarity? Was it the tone of his voice? Was it the intimacy? We do not know. But he teaches his disciples how to pray, and we pray it every Sunday. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on it as it is in heaven. As it is on earth, let it be so in heaven. Your kingdom come. Three words that have disrupted saints and sinners for 2,000 years. May it continue its everlasting disruption in our lives. His kingdom has come to disrupt mine, to rupture my kingdom, to throw my kingdom into disorder, to bring order to all the right places, kingdom order in all the right places. Your kingdom come is to call me from disobedience to obedience. It is to call me from my sinful life to become a saint. How does your kingdom come, you ask? What is it, the evidence in our life? Is it through power? Well, partially it is. Is it through church? Well, sort of, kind of it is. Is it through process? Well, partially. Hear the words of Jesus. You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the first and the great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is nothing more disruptive to hate than love. There is nothing more disruptive to anger than love. There is nothing more disruptive to greed than love. His kingdom has come to disrupt mine, to turn my grainy heart into a heart that beats with his rhythm. This year, my prayer for us at Resurrection Anglican, to friends, to family, is this: may his kingdom come and disrupt ours. For the comfortable hearts, may he disrupt them. For the disrupted hearts, may he comfort them. How? By the inbreaking of the kingdom of God. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Let's stand.